Support for KNKX comes from PCC Natural Markets, offering non-GMO and organic turkeys, grass-fed rib roasts, and hickory-smoked ham for the holiday season. Meat reservations accepted online and in-store. More information at pccnaturalmarkets.com/holiday.
Well, Nancy, of course it is a given that both you and I always strive to eat healthy stuff, but now and again, we like something fried. And I thought today we would talk about some of our favorite coatings for fried foods.
Well, I have coats for every occasion, and I always keep panko in the cabinet.
Oh, yeah, me too. Always got a big bag of that stuff.
I often buy for my Thanksgiving stuffing the cornbread stuffing mix, which are really tiny little cornbread croutons, and there's always a leftover bag, and I'll take that and pulse it in my little food processor, and they last forever. Those make great breadcrumbs. Speaking of Thanksgiving, usually I buy Wondra every year, a fresh canister of it to make gravy, but it makes a great light coating for, say, if I'm going to pan sear a salmon fillet or a piece of chicken and then finish it in the oven.
You know, one of my favorite dredging coatings is just regular dried potato flakes, those instant mashed potatoes. Have you ever used that?
Never.
It's great for frying, like a chicken fillet or a pork chop or whatever. Just dredge it in that. You don't need any egg or any of that. Just press it into the dehydrated potato flakes. You get a really nice coating from those. I understand some people even use crushed potato chips. I've never done that.
I've tasted that on things. And also crushed saltines make great coating, particularly for fried chicken.
Oh, no kidding. I've never used either one of those.
So do you use the flour and egg and the coating? Do you do that trick where you use one hand for the wet stuff and another for the dry?
Oh, I gave up on that years ago. It doesn't work. It sounds so good on paper. But tell me the truth. Does that work for you?
I do it right next to the sink, so I'm always washing my hands.
Yeah. I got a better way. You know what? I stick a fork into one end of the little pork chop, pick it up, turn it over so the other side gets coated in the egg, hold it up over the egg plate, let it drip a little bit, and then into the breadcrumbs. Press it down with the flat of the fork, pick it up, and drop it in the other way. And that way you don't get your hands all covered. That two-hand deal just doesn't work.
I think I'll take you up on the fork trick.
Now, one of my all-time favorite coatings, water chestnut flour. It's actually just water chestnut starch. It gives a really crunchy coating, and what's more, the coating stays crunchy. Like the next day, you can take whatever it is you fried out of the fridge, warm it up, and it's still crunchy. It doesn't really brown very well. It stays pretty pale. It'll usually be lumpy. You need to crush it in a mortar or something and then sift it before you use it. But it's not that big a deal. You can get it in any Asian market. Another thing, and I picked this up from Kenji at Serious Eats. It was in his homemade General Tso's chicken. When you make your dry coating, you know, the flour with cornstarch or however you're putting it together, save some of the marinade that the meat was in and mix a little bit of that into the dry coating until it gets kind of lumpy, and then dredge your meat in that. And it gives it a much lumpier, bumpier coating, so there's more surface area, so you get a much crunchier surface.
Well, you know Kenji's always right, right? At least according to you.
So far.
The one thing I love more than anything, and my husband turned me on to this, cornflake crumbs. I use it to make pork schnitzel, and that makes the brownest, most delicious pork schnitzel, just like his German grandmother used to make.
Really? I love to make those, but I use panko crumbs. I never thought to use
cornflakes. Just give it a try, man. It's so delicious. It just turns so perfectly brown. Great crunch. You got to try it.
With the consensually crispy
Nancy Leeson.
I'm Dick.
What a crust on this guy.
Stein, saying,
give me something fried.